How to Stop Your Self-Sabotage, Chapter 11, Discipline, a Dirty Word. How do we really make all this happen, though? It's through that word that many people seem to believe is a dirty word, discipline. Remember that I said that there were no shortcuts? It is discipline that is required if you really want to change your self-sabotage, eliminate your fears, get rid of your limiting beliefs, and feel success. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. Jim Rohn, Motivational Speaker, USA. Going to the gym to get fit and lose weight just once won't be enough. One trip to the gym won't do it. The discipline of incorporating these basic exercises into your daily routine is critical to your success. The discipline of keeping track of your thoughts each day and then spending 10 minutes each night filling out your thoughts record sheet. The discipline of spending 10 minutes a day saying your statements out loud with feeling and intensity. The discipline of visualizing your positive pictures each day for 2 minutes per card. Discipline will allow you to reach toward your full potential, to be the kind of person you were destined to be. It is a truism that the majority of the population know how to do things, whatever those things are, but the same majority do not do them. Sure, they talk about them. They might, in fact, plan to do them, but they do not actually end up doing them. Life rewards action, not good intentions. Dr. Daryl Cross. I've been impressed with the urgency of doing. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Being willing is not enough. We must do. Knowing is not enough. Being willing is not enough. You must do. What is the definition of stupidity? Answer, doing the same thing you did yesterday and expecting different results. Don't fall into that trap. Do it differently. If you do what you've always done, you get what you've always got. Author unknown. You have a responsibility to yourself and those around you to be the best that you can be. It is your gift to yourself to fulfill your potential and to be the best that you can be. If you want to be something different, you have to do something different. Author unknown. Obstacles. We now have 3 powerful strategies to turn your life around and to start to feel more confident. 1. Monitoring your silent self-talk by using the thoughts record sheet. See the appendix. 2. Saying positive statements out loud so your brain gets it. 3. Using positive visualizations to create a positive self-picture. What would it take for you to instigate these strategies? What will you do as a result of reading this manual? What will you do now? For some of you, there will be no issue. You see the need. You have felt the pain of letting yourself down. You can see what improving your self-confidence is going to mean to your life, your career, yourself. You will go ahead and put these strategies into place, and you'll reap the rewards. For others of you, you will continue to sabotage yourself. You may think that they make good sense. You may have liked what you read, but somehow or other, you won't do it. The time investment is about 10 minutes per day to fill out your thoughts record sheet. See the appendix. 10 minutes per day to say your statements out loud, and about 6 minutes per day for your positive visualizations. All up, that's about 26 minutes. Not a bad investment when the results can be life-changing. So let me ask you, what would get in the road of you doing these exercises? So, okay, you don't want to do all of them. Maybe just one of those exercises. What would stop you? What would get in the road? Be honest with yourself. Would it be that you can't be bothered, too busy, procrastinate, put it off, think it's corny, don't believe that it'll work, can't find the time, too much like hard work? Exercise 11.1. Be honest and list below what would get in the road of you completing these exercises. You've listed in above what might stop you from completing these various exercises. Now let me ask you another question. You cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. Jim Rohn, Speaker and Author, USA. You've listed in above what might stop you from completing these various exercises. Now let me ask you another question. So what would overcome these obstacles? What would you have to do to get around these issues or problems? For any obstacles, write down below what you'd need to do to get around the issue. Exercise 11.2. Get around obstacle by make it happen. How much are you prepared to do this now? Are you going to be true to yourself? Will you give yourself, say, a 10-day trial on this? Perhaps try out a strategy, or two, or even the 3 strategies for 10 days. One last exercise. Are you up for one final task? Exercise 11.3. Recall a person in your life who had a profound positive impact on you. This person does not necessarily have to be a parent. It could be anyone in your life. It could be a past teacher at school, a friend, an an aunt or uncle, a business partner, a boss, a grandparent. It could be anyone. Who was or is this person? Write down their name. What did they do? What did they do that you liked? What did you feel about yourself when you were with them? As you look at your responses, what did this person really do for you? I would think that as you thought about it, they may have done a number of things, but ultimately they helped you to believe in yourself. These people believed in you to allow you to believe in yourself, in who they were, and how they communicated with you allowed you to believe in yourself. The future depends on what we do in the present. Mahatma Gandhi. Now it's your turn to believe in yourself for you. Do it for your future. Do it for you. You're worth it. You deserve it. Practice makes perfect. Repetition is the mother of skill. Successful people are ordinary people that consistently do the hard things that most ordinary people think too hard. Stephen Hunter. Great things are not done by impulse, but by a series of small things brought together. Vincent van Gogh. Life is like riding a bicycle. You don't fall off unless you stop pedaling. Claude Pepper. Step out and do something different for yourself. Eliminate any obstacles and make it happen. I wish you well on your inner journey.